Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening, everyone, and good morning to some, that depending on what part of the world you are in, because this is www. Blog Talk via web. We are here tonight excited about being on Blog Talk, and this is the first Monday of the month of March. This month is going by so fast. Already it's the second day of the month. It was just February, so I'm saying that to say we don't have time to play around. We got to do what God has instructed to do. We got to do what God has told us to do, in God's timing, not ours. I just want to say I'm so excited about what God is doing with this ministry and with the body of Christ, what he's doing all over the world with the churches, how he's bringing the people back to him. I'm just so excited about what God is doing, because I want to tell you all something. God is a good God. God is not here for us to do anything but give him praise, glory, honor, and follow his instruction. That was the God being here. I am your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your hosts for Blog Talk Radio on Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our speaker tonight will be our very own Dr. Serena Wright. What we're going to do is allow Minister Sheila to pray for us. I think she's at work, and I'm hoping she has the ability and the time to pray for us right now and with us. When she gives the service back over to me, we'll see if the Dr. Wright is on the line, and we will proceed from there. So while we're waiting, please get your paper, pencil, and your Bibles out so that we can go on with what God has planned for the service to be on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you ready?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright. I just want to thank God and the Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for another day, that he has blessed us with life to enjoy and to love and to praise and to appreciate him for giving us another day, another birthday. God, I give honor to you. I pray for each and every living thing on this earth that you have blessed with life for this day. I give honor and I thank you for your Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, so that we might have life. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Brandon. I thank you for all your sons and daughters, and I thank you for the world that you have created for us to live. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to bless this government, to let them know that we are in the times of need to be together all as one, not separate. We need to love each other as one, not just a handful picked that you have chosen. You are here to serve all people, not just some of the people. I thank you to bless the law enforcement, to let them know that they are here to serve and protect all, no matter what their color is, their sex is, no matter what. I thank you for waking us up, taking us to school, to work, to wherever we had to go, and I ask you to bless us all and to keep us strong and to bless the kids that's in school, people at work, the co-workers, and to let us know no matter what we're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, family, co-workers, neighbors, or just within ourselves, to ask you for your guidance and your help and to bless us all, because we all need more and more understanding and love and direction from you, Father God, and we pray, and I pray that you bless us all and lead us into the right way. And I thank you for waking us up this morning, taking us through the day, because yes, some did not make it, but bless the families that may have lost loved ones of ones that's close to them. I thank you for my daughters, my sons, my sisters, my brothers, my grandsons, my granddaughters, my cousins. I thank you for my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. But, Lord, most of all, I thank you for being you. And I thank you for blessing us with another day of life. And I appreciate the love and the guidance that you have given us. And I know that we all need to ask and talk to you and be more closer. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer. And I agree with you that we need God at all times. I just want to say on this day, it's just been an awesome day, a good day, because we are still in the land of the living. We are still among God's mercy and grace. We know that his mercies are new every morning. And we just want to give God a thank you. To all of you all that's out there listening, I'm sure you have your phones on mute so that when the speaker do speak, we won't hear a lot of background noises. But if you could just throw your hands up and just say, hallelujah. God, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity, God, to just come before you and ask you for forgiveness of all of our sins that we've done willingly, knowingly, and unwillingly, or that we just, anything we did that was sinful in your sight. God, we just want to say forgive us and give us another chance to get this thing right. I'm just so excited, again, with what God is doing. I'm going to see at this time if the woman of God is ready. And I know she's willing and able. She's going to present this word. So you all just get ready to be delivered on tonight, to be blessed on tonight, to just hear this woman of God just speak wholeheartedly about the goodness of the Lord. Dr. Wright, are you ready? Okay, I don't know if she's able to get through the lines yet, but we're just going to keep waiting for her to come, and we're just going to give God the glory and the honor for the ministers that's on this line. I thank Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser for her series that she's been teaching on Blog Talk. She's been teaching about respect, how an honor to respect, give respect and give honor where it's due. I thank her for that. I thank Pastor Troy with his lessons that he has been teaching on where I've been getting out of it, where it's you're being reconditioned before God. You're standing before God, allowing God to have his way in your life. I thank God for Minister Margo when she spoke for the first time last month on the third Wednesday. I thank God for the willingness and the boldness that she stepped up and stepped out in believing and accepting the call that God has put on her life. You know, I thank God for Prophet Antoine Thomas, how he's been teaching us to have a boldness, to be just ready to do what God has told you to do. Dr. Wright, are you on the line and are you ready?
Yes, woman of God, I am. And as always, I'm so honored. But I do want to ask you one favor, if you can. You let me know if you can. If not, we will make the adjustment. Mm-hmm. Do you have access to an NIV version of the Bible that you can turn to one verse of scripture for me?
I can pull it up on my phone.
If you could.
What is it?
If you could go to the NIV version, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Okay, would you give me a moment to pull that up? Are you going to be
no
speaking
problem.
While I pull it up and I'll let you know? Okay.
And so, as always, I know that this platform has been dedicated to the Spirit of the Lord, that the archives have been set in place for those that will listen to this hundreds of years from today. I want you to know right now that the Holy Spirit was thinking about you. If he has not come to take us up, he was thinking about you 100 years ago when we recorded this. And clearly, 200 years from today, we won't be here, but we want you to know just how much God loved you. He already had you in mind. And so we just thank God for Apostle Alexis, Cecilia Kaiser, for Sylvia Kaiser, for Brandon Kaiser, for Sheila Kaiser, for all those that man this assignment, for those that have been faithful and committed to what God had placed in them concerning those that feed from this place of ministry. We know that there are many places. God says that he has many that have not bowed their knee, but we know for certain that this one is one where we can be fed from the mouth of God, hear from the breath of God, receive the prophetic release of God, and then grow. So we are just so excited about the opportunity that this platform creates, not only for us, but for you. God is always speaking. Hallelujah. God is always speaking, only that we tune our heart in, only that we set ourselves in a place to hear him, that we might be the people that move his agenda while we are in the earth. The kingdom, the acceptable time is right now, meaning that it is here. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is here. And this is such an exciting time to be a part of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woman of God, are we ready with that scripture?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Because I definitely could go on and on. Hold on one second. I definitely could go on and on. I just want to say this one thing. It came to my mind that one, I was talking with a young lady, and she said, wow, you know, Dr. Wright, you are really serious about the kingdom. I said, yeah. Yeah. Because if you have been drowning and a lifeguard came and saved you, you will be seriously thanking that lifeguard. If you were about, you know, have to put all your groceries back and somebody gave you $42.37, you'd be seriously telling them thank you. I am serious about the kingdom. Just that's my PSA for today. I want you to be serious. Hallelujah. I want us to be sober-minded about the kingdom. This is a place for liberty, prosperity, health, growth, to create legacy, generational wealth, to increase, to overcome, come what God had predestined for us to be. It's an opportunity that excludes no one. It's a grace that is for everyone. It's mercy that's provided and wisdom that is unlimited. Yes, I am serious about the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for this platform, and we are always pressed into being as committed as the women of God and the men of God that serve on this platform are. So I am not in a place where I can minister and look at the scripture. So that's why I asked the woman of God if she would be assistance to me, and she has so graciously agreed with no prior warning. So I do thank you so much for that. But we will be starting in Galatians 5, verse 1. We'll be in Galatians 5, verse 1. We're going to be reading the scripture. I normally read, teach, and study out of the Amplified Bible, but this is, we'll be using the New International Version, the NIV. I usually read, teach, and study out of the Amplified Bible. That's just my personal choice. But today we'll be reading out of the NIV. So Galatians 5 and 1. If you could just read those first few words, and then I'll let you know.
It is for the freedom that Christ has set us free.
Stop right there. It says, it is for the freedom. Okay. Hold on right there. It says, it is for the freedom that Christ has set us free. It says, it is for the freedom that Christ has set us free. Let me just give you a little bit of a backdrop. All in 2019, God had us to share about Exodus and the Exodus and those things that will allow us to overcome, that when his people were in captivity and they cried out to him, that he came down, he had a plan, and he began to talk to us month after month about liberty, what that liberty looks like. And then we transitioned over into 2020. And so I began to say, well, God, well, what are we talking about? Is there there any particular subject? Will this just be something that you will give us to share? He said, well, I want you to talk about freedom until I tell you to stop. Because even when I have said is a whole thing, hallelujah, glory to God. You know how I know? Because I've seen people be captive, become free, and prefer to be captive. My goodness. Because freedom is its own thing. Freedom is a way of being. Freedom is a way of thinking. Freedom has its own way of operating. If you will, I know we're very familiar with IOSs and systems, meaning this is the way this works. Freedom is a whole system of being, and a lot of times what happens is that we can sabotage and abdicate our freedom because we didn't recognize and study out what freedom is. And so God said, I want you to talk about freedom until I tell you to stop. I want you to talk about freedom until I tell you to stop, because there are many processes to our freedom. He said, and then I know that there's a Bible scholar that says to whom the Son of God is set free is free. You are free spiritually, but there is a soulish dimension where your mind has to be free. Your will has to become free from its appetites that were enslaved. Your emotions have to become free, that they don't drag you back. And so there is a process in our soulish freedom, even though our spiritual freedom is already taken care of. Mercy. And so the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, he said, and for freedom that Christ has set us free. He said, for freedom that Christ has set us free, meaning that this thing has a purpose. It is for the freedom. It is for the purpose of being liberated that God set a plan to make us free. And so why that becomes important is that if we are not locked into the purpose that we have become saved, or the reason that we got married, or the purpose that has become part of our understanding once we realize we were having children, or why God gave us that job, if we are not connected to the purpose, he says, for freedom, I have set you free. You would think in that sentence, well, why else would you set us free? There could have been another reason. He said, but I set you free. Somebody say for freedom. He had something in mind that he is going to do with your liberty. Lord, have mercy. And in order for you to maintain it, you're going to have to value the reason you have it. I said, in order for you to maintain it, then you have it. Because even freedom can get on your nerves so bad. Lord, have mercy. Do you know how tired you can be of eating manna? You can be so sick of manna. You can be so tired of your son being disrespectful that you say, I'm going to put this, Lord, I don't even use that. I'm going to put this dude out. I'm so sick. I'm so sick of waiting on him to become what God said. I'm so sick of my wife. I'm so sick of my racist boss. If I see him, I'm quitting. Lord, have mercy. If you don't recognize all but for freedom, God set you free. See, it's a reason he gave you that job. He gave you that job. You know you applied for 484 jobs, but he gave you that one. It was for a purpose. And if we don't lock into the reason, if we don't understand the for, don't you know that you will go, let it go? You'll say, you know what, I don't even care. I'm tired. I got tired of him. I put him out. I just got sick of her. See, my wife said the same thing, and she constantly, I got sick of them church members. I just closed the ministry down. Y'all don't want to hear me talking. Oh, but it was for one teenage pregnant girl that God gave you that church. It was for freedom. My goodness, that God set me free. We got to lock his door. Say, God, what did you give me this for? What did you give me this daughter for? Just so I can have somebody else in this house to disrespect me? What did you give me this job for? What did you give me these parents for? Y'all don't hear me. What did you give me this skin color for? Don't nobody in this nation like this skin color. Why did you give me this? Jesus, have mercy. If you dial it back, I bet you God got an answer for you. He said, before the foundation of the world, I knew exactly who you be and when you be and what you be and how you be and where you be and why you would be. Oh, quit looking to your friends for your four. Go back to God and say, what did you give me this for? Why is this in my life? You might not even gave it to me, but what is the for? Lord, have mercy. God, you said even all my evil that you could turn it for good. What is this for? What is this pain for? Was I made to live in anguish and oppression? What is this for? Why did my mother beat me and my father hated me and my sisters and brothers won't talk to me? What is this for? My God, don't you dare, Sabah, think God doesn't have a for. Lord, have mercy. Do you know, I'm going to tell you something that I heard. I don't know this person myself, but Joyce Meyer says, you know what, as horrible and as sickening and as disgusting as it was that I was tortured and raped over 200 times, when I look at the millions of people's lives, God has used me to change. I see what it was for. Y'all not going to say nothing. Let me tell you something.
All
if
right.
that lady can dig down into the presence of God until she can come up with a purpose for being tortured, Lord have mercy. I can't hardly see what I'm saying. There is a for.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for freedom, God has set you free. Go ahead and press through it. I don't care what it is. Press through it until you get a four. Let me tell you something. If God don't tell you, it ain't no four for this, there's a four. If God don't tell you, there is no four for this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a four. He said, for freedom, I have set you free. God had us in mind. Oh, we're not just happenstance. Your mother didn't mean it, but God did. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Your mother didn't mean it, but God did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, for freedom, God has set us free. Read, woman of God, what does it say?
Stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
Stand firm. He said, stand firm.
Yes.
How in the world are you going to come up with a four if you sit loose? That Bible says stand firm. If you sitting loose, you toss with every wind of doctrine. Y'all, I got trained by the best. I know my Bible. He said, stand firm. You toss to and fro. You say, I can't stand this Negro. I'm finna divorce him. Then 2 days later, you in love with him. You think you Cinderella and he Prince Charming. And you toss to and fro. You sitting real loose. And he still got his girlfriend. He call her every Wednesday. But you sitting real loose because you let him seduce you on Thursday. Then you hate him by Saturday. But God said, why you not standing firm? Why you not doing what I said? I don't care what that little sassy girl tell you. You stand firm. And when she get through cussing and cheating and lying and smoking, say, yeah, but God told me you gonna preach the gospel. Oh my God, you know he racist. You know they sexist. You know they hate you. Why you standing firm? Why you sitting loose, compromising and laughing when ain't nothing funny? You scratching ain't that now itch. Why you sitting loose when God says stand firm? You think you're going to be able to suffer? You think you're going to be able to reign? And all you do is sit loose. You trying to go along to get along. Yeah, you in this world, but in order to stand, can't be of it. My God in heaven. I didn't say go to work and speak in tongues and act like a lunatic. I said stand firm. That means good morning, and I mean good morning. When I say how you doing, I want you to answer. And I'm going to keep being nice and keep loving you and keep showing your grace and keep drawing you because I'm standing and I will not move because the love of God will draw you. The love of God will ensnare you. The love of God will bring you right in. I know you hate the people that are of my color. I know you were trained by your crazy parents to hate the people of my ethnicity, but I'm standing on the word that love conquers. My God, and after it conquers, it more than conquers. You have no idea how close of friends we're going to be. after I get through standing on this word. I'm not moving. I'm not backing up. I'm not going to let you throw me off my square. How do you know? Because I'm firm. What does throw you off your square mean? They came in. They said something real low. They super lied on you. But that's why the Holy Ghost told you take a picture of it. Y'all don't want to hear what I'm saying. Do you know the Holy Ghost will get in front of somebody that's trying to strategize against you so they can be saved? Why don't you just stand firm? Why don't you shut your mouth? Why don't you go before the throne of grace and say, God, remind me of my four, because I almost cursed her out. God, I'm here before you just to be refilled with my four, because I almost quit my job. God, what is the four? I've got to stand firm. I almost sat loose right when they said that at the lunch table. Lord, have mercy. But I'm back before the throne because I know what you told me to do. I know how you told me to stand. I know the position you told me to take. You said stand. And having done all of us, stand in your place. Oh, my kesetania. Oh, buddy. Oh, for greater is he that stands firm. That's not what it say. Greater is he that's in me. That's why I can stand firm. Greater, because I'm working for the greater that's in me, my flesh. He says, stand firm. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm going to say. And that's how I'm going to smile. And that's what I'm going to pay for your lunch with. Stand firm. You think I pay with cash. Oh, my God, but I pay with a firm stance. Because I mean, if God sent me here to show you the light, I'm going to show it to you, brother. I'm going to show it to you if I don't do nothing else. Oh, my God, I'm standing on this word. I'm standing on this promise. They're all just yes and amen. I'm simply a vessel. I'm just standing. It says, firm thee. My God, y'all don't even know. It says, stand firm thee. He said, you know why? Yeah. Because there's going to be so much opposition that God put a voice to encourage you against the opposition in the scripture. And he, and see, because this is what happened with me. I'm going to talk about me. I know me all day. And I came home. I said, God, I was standing firm. And then Mr. Johnson said, and I was standing firm. And then his girlfriend said, he said, well, stand firm then. You were standing firm? Then stand firm then. You were standing firm, and they came up against you. Then stand firm then. Why you whining? Why have you abdicated your victory? Why you think because they are forming weapons, they're going to prosper? Lord have mercy. My head is hot. He said, if you standing firm, then stand firm then. Stand there. Stand in your place. Refuse to back up. Say, I don't care what they say about me. I'm going to stand here. And they say, you mean to tell me you bought Mr. Schakowsky lunch and he said that you said that, and you saying in your mouth that I was standing firm, so I'm going to stand firm then. What is what he got to say got to do with what I got, what my God said? What does what she did have to do with what my God said? What does what he did have to do? What does what I feel has to do with what my God said? Y'all don't want to hear nothing. Yeah, what does how I feel has to do with what my God said? He said, stand firm. And in my Bible, in every version I checked, it says, stand firm, comma, then. Y'all don't hear what the Holy Ghost, if you gonna stand there, stand there. Lord have mercy. If you gonna stand there and worship. If you're going to stand there, stand there in faith. If you're going to stand there believing. If you're going to stand there declaring. If you're going to stand there in prosperity. If you're going to stand there in your next level. He said, if stand firm and stand firmly.
Read, woman of God.
Okay, I'm sorry. You want me to go to the second verse?
No, it says, stand firm then. What's the rest?
And do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
It says, and do not let yourself be burdened again. What?
Do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
A yoke of slavery. So you say, okay, I'm standing here. How am I going to do that? Because I feel, you know, I'm spiritually one with God, but I'm wrapped in flesh. And if John come in here high one more time, I'm going to be at the local police department. So how am I going to do it? I mean, I'm just saying, God, I heard you. You know, I got the whining, you know, and I started sitting loose. And you said, well, stand that in. And I'm like, okay. Because in my humility, I said, how am I going to do that? He said, because you're not going to become, another version said, you're not going to be ensnared. You're not going to be caught up. You're not going to be trapped. You're not going to let your progress be delayed. I'm telling y'all, study it out. It'll make your hair
yeah.
straight. He said, you're not going to be delayed. You're not going to let your progress be delayed. You're not going to be caught up in the trap. Because all the adversary has is wiles. The only thing he can do is throw darts. But he can't move you unless you move. He said the only way you're going to be able to keep standing is if you decide not to submit yourself to what you came from. Lord have mercy. He said if you don't submit yourself to what you came from, you will stand there and you will overcome. If you don't go back and say, because see, the old me would have slapped the hell out of you. That's the one I don't want. See, it's good in the moment, but it's going back to a bondage. It's going back to slavery.
Yeah.
See, a trap was set and you walked in it because that's what they did. They came to see if they could get you to sit loose by going back to your old man and going back to your old way and saying what you always say. And see, and if she called him again, I'ma cuss that heifer out. That's been his 14th girlfriend. You cuss them all out. That don't work. Lord have mercy. But that's why she called, to see what she was going to say. And that's why he called you a racial epithet, just to see what you was going to say. And that's why they start circulating lies and reported you to HR, to see what you was going to do, if you was going to let the burden of everything God had delivered you from, if you was going to abdicate your purpose in a moment, if you was going to throw in the towel, if you was going to give up your... If you would take up the heaviness of slavery for the lightness of freedom, for a moment of fleshly relief, that's why they did it. He said the only way you can stand firm is if you recognize, if I go back, I'm going to burden myself with slavery. I'm going to be oppressed and caught up. I'm going to have my progress delayed, and it's just not worth it because I'm actually going somewhere. This has a purpose. This has a score. Why would I give up and go back to zero when you are almost saved? This has a score. This is your last girlfriend. This is your last boyfriend. That's your last heroin. That's your last crack pipe. Why would I give up? I'm going to keep standing because freedom is lighter. I'm going to keep standing because I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to keep standing because God told me before. He told me the purpose. And all you Bible scholars, my Bible says, but for the cross Jesus endured. But for those that would be saved, he endured the cross. Everybody's got to have a four. Oh, my God. I want you to come so far out the deep that you don't need a four. You just gonna obey. Jesus needed a four. So do you. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. God, ask God for your four. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's how he was able to endure the cross and despise the shame, because he got a real good handle on his four. Ask God, what is this for? Why is this for? How is this for? When is this for? What is this for? Except for freedom, God has set us free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask God about your four. You will be able to stand. You will be able to refuse the bondage of slavery, the burden of heaviness, the entrapment and the snares of the devil. Jesus have mercy. Ask God what this is for. Hallelujah. Woman of God, is back to you.
Put this word on tonight, Lord. The word is talking about freedom. It's telling us to ask God about the four. God, what is this for? God, how do I stand for my freedom that you have given me? Lord, I thank you for the lesson that we have on tonight, that it just breaks through the lack of understanding. All you have to do is read it for yourself, as well as later go to God and ask God about your four. Ask God to put a four down in your spirit that you want to know about your four. I'm going to ask Apostle-elect to open the lines so that anybody and everybody that wants to make a comment can make a comment on tonight with Dr. Serena Wright, signing your four for freedom. Are the lines open, Apostle?
The lines are open.
Thank you. So at this time, you all feel free to encourage the woman of God.
Amen. Well, this is Cecilia. While everybody's trying to get ready or whatever, hallelujah. This soul food on tonight was delicious. I thank God. I thank God. I cannot thank God enough for the confirmation because so many times he will allow you to go places and elevate you to new places, and whether it's institutionalized racism like she was talking about, or just various things that he even allowed us to talk about on Sunday, where the gossipers and the backbiters and just so much, and how you have to really, like she said, go to God and say, God, what is this for? And as he's perfecting us, we have to remember, we must accept what God allows and embrace it and let him perfect us. I mean, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I needed this, and I myself have had many assignments from God, and I did ask him, okay, God, what is this one for? How long will I be in this one? People would be like, I can't believe you're dealing with this or that. And it's like, I'm on an assignment, and I'm not moving until God says move. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God.
Yes.
You have truly, truly, truly said what thus say the Lord. And like you said, those of you who are listening to it years from now, centuries from now, this message was not only for me, it is for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen,
amen, Apostle-elect, thank you so much for those words. Those definitely were some awesome words to give to the woman of God. Is there anyone else that would like to encourage the woman of God on tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Wright. This is Minister Margo McCoy. I just want to thank you for allowing the Lord to use you to let those of us that are listening know that even though we are saved and we have committed ourselves to God and to live for him, we are still going to be tried at our very core. We are going to be tried, and yet we must stand. We must stand. And we must understand that we might not know why, but we have to search and ask God and believe him that he will give us the strength that we need, and that old self must be put under the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood, God. Thank you for this woman of God. Thank you for her words. Thank you for her knowledge and her obedience to you. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. We appreciate you, love you, lifting you up, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo, for those words to the woman of God, for encouragement.
on tonight. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the woman of God's life?
Good evening, good evening. I want to say thank you, Dr. Serena Wright, for the words of encouragement to let us all know that God has given us all a standard of freedom, that we need his directions, he needs his guidance. So whatever it is come upon you as the attack, ask God to lead you and show you the way and your standards and your standing put in order. Because God has us all under his line of freedom and how we're going to stand and hold our grounds. I want to say thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words of encouragement to the woman of God. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the woman of God on tonight? Well, again, Dr. Wright, this is Minister Sylvia. I'm going to say to you, thank you, because I'm like Apostle-elect Cecilia. Thank you for the confirmation, because I have been dealing with things at work also far as why, you know, saying why. Why I always got to do this? Why I have to go through? I just thank you for just saying, how dare you? God has put you on assignment. And I'm asking God to help me stay on assignment, because I don't want to go through this no more. I'm tired of this level. I want to go. I'm finished with this level. So I will be asking God on tonight about my four, because this here I want to be free from. I want my freedom for this situation. So I thank you for your words on tonight. They were so awesome, so powerful, and it really struck. It struck where it needed to strike at, and it got the attention that it needed to get. So I thank you for that. So do you have any announcements you would like to give us?
No, almost. I do have some pending exciting information, but not for this month. Probably most definitely for next month. It's coming. You know, you all, I appreciate everything that was said. We love God so much, and we appreciate when he illuminates a word to us, because it's always to us first. And so we feast on what God is saying, and we plant our feet in the revelation of what God is revealing and what he's saying in the moment through the voices of the prophets. And so we just thank God for him trusting us to share what he would have for his people. And I appreciate those that, you know, are willing to continue to pray with me, even as we move forward into new and exciting things, that there are hindrances and things that come up. Like you said, they present themselves as obstacles, but we have to continue to know what we know, and we can't have to continue to declare the promises of God, because we know that they're only yes and amen. And so even though this information is very exciting, we are covering it in quite a bit of prayer. We appreciate you all doing the same, and we are so hopeful that by next month we'll be able to share with you. But we love the ministry, and we love those that man the ministry and their commitment to sharing an authentic word from the kingdom with the people. And by next month, we are so hopeful that we will be in a place to share our good news with you all. Please keep praying for us.
Okay. That's all I can say is, okay, we're going to let God have his way with this ministry and all the different ministers that we have on Mile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk. I'm just excited every chance we get to just share with the whole wide world what God has said and God is saying, and what God has done and what God is doing in our lives. As Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser always says, I must accept what God allows. And I just thank God for what he's doing in this season, God. I said to him regularly, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't forget about me. I'm asking God not to forget about this ministry when whatever he's doing in this season. I just want to say thank you again for bringing the word forth. I'm going to ask you to pray us out before we leave the presence of each other. Let's pray us out. Oh, Dr. Serena Wright.
Father God, we just thank you right now, God, that you have a purpose in us and purpose for us. Not simply for us being or for our salvation per se, but for everything that has happened in our lives. Because even those things that the enemy would seek to use for evil, you have the grace to make them for good, not only good for us, but good for the purpose that is on our lives. And so we thank you, Father, for everything that you have released tonight, that we would take it in and embrace the word, that the seeds of the word that have been released will go into our heart and bring forth the fruit of firm standing, that we will bring forth the fruit of not turning back, that we will bring forth the fruit of seeking you for purpose. And we give you praise and glory for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in on tonight. We want to just let you all know we will be back here on Friday. I think that's March 6th. We will be here at 8 p.m. No, I'm take that back. I'm sorry. It's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in. We will be on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live with Smile 3 Iron Shopping Iron Ministries. The program is called Let's Talk. We will also be here on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser will be here bringing forth the word on Blog Talk Radio, Mile 3, with that program is also called Let's Talk. We don't want you all to forget about our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing that you can do about it, but we're asking God to place all of our listeners and their family under Holy Ghost arrest, because this ministry is for to bring forth witnesses, to bring forth laborers, to bring forth saved souls. That's what this ministry is for, the job that we have in heart and mind. So with that being said, we want to say good night, everyone. Thank you. Please tune in. Keep in touch with our Facebook postings, and please share them as you hear them. And for those of you that want to go back and hear this again, it will be on in our archives in about an hour. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone.